Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So texting in is the way that you can really drive home your feelings about the NBA and what's going on with China. Now, Kevin, this is a very weird story. I got a synopsis from Reggie, but if you've ever talked to Reggie, he's not just going to give you like the Cliff's Notes. He's going to give you the full information.
Sure.
You did a fantastic job, Reggie, of filling me in earlier today on
Sorry.
This. No, it was great because I actually have a lot of learning knowledge to work with here. But Daryl Morey tweeted out a picture that has infuriated some people, and the NBA now is caught in a position of, what do we do about people who buy things from us and invest in what we do, and one of our employees?
Yeah, so I would like to know more about how the NBA is going to get out of this without looking like total hypocrites. When last we visited a major social issue from the NBA, they had to move the All-Star game out of Charlotte because North Carolina had put on what they determined were oppressive rules for the LGBTQ community. And so they had to move it, even though they eventually gave them a new All-Star game, even though not really has much has changed in terms of those laws. And so at that point, the NBA absolutely made you can describe it as political or social or however you want. They definitely made a decision that they're going to step into social policy. And now you had Daryl Morey siding with the Hong Kong protesters. There's been a protest going on in Hong Kong for some time, which quite frankly makes sense to me. China has an abysmal human rights record. And because of this, some people are even saying he might lose his job. Tillman Fertitta, one of the owners of the Houston Rockets, came out and said, listen, Daryl Morey does not speak for the Houston Rockets. Well, I mean, he's your general manager. So to a certain extent, he kind of does. Then he went on, our presence in Tokyo is all about the promotion of the NBA internationally, and we are not a political organization. Again, the NBA established a couple of years ago that perhaps they would be a political organization. But then Adam Silver stepped into it and said that he respects Daryl Morey's freedom of speech. One of the reasons that, well, people were pressuring him to speak out because there was a company in China that said they will no longer air the NBA broadcast rights to Rockets games until Daryl Morey provides a, quote, reasonable explanation and probably an apology.
What reasonable explanation for
why
his,
he would dare speak up for the Hong Kong protesters.
Okay.
And the timing of this is phenomenal. Like, I know a lot of people are like, I don't watch South Park anymore, and that's perfectly fine if you don't watch South Park now or never did. But South Park did an excellent episode on Wednesday all about Chinese censorship and how companies like Disney and anybody else would do anything they could to make sure that they get into the Chinese markets, and even joked about the fact that the Chinese leader looks kind of like Winnie the Pooh, and Winnie the Pooh is censored in China. Did you know that? That's a real thing, by the way.
Yes.
Because they didn't want those jokes made. Well, today, because this all kind of ties together, South Park has been scrubbed from the Chinese internet because of that episode. So they are not allowed in any facet of the internet in China. To which they put out what I thought was a tremendous, tremendous tweet. Quote, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our home and our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Z doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May the autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? And it makes a really good point about how the NBA looks really hypocritical in this, because they've determined that, well, we'll step up for some social issues as long as it won't impact our bottom line. Because think about it. Did they threaten to take away the Hornets franchise? No. But they moved the All-Star game because they knew they would have a replacement and it wouldn't affect their bottom line and it wouldn't affect the ticket sales or anything like that. So they're like, we stand up for gay people in this situation. But do you stand up for the human rights in China? No, because that's a big wad of cash that could really affect them. So I can't wait to see, honestly, what the NBA is going to do about this and if Daryl Morey would actually lose his job because the Fertittas don't approve of how this might impact their business overseas. And Adam Silver already stepping out and said, yeah, we support his ability to speak his mind. I want to know if there's going to be like any other consequences to this because some people seem to think that Daryl Morey could absolutely lose their job and there could be an apology on the way.
The NBA has kind of done a pretty good job of keeping all this kind of stuff from happening, right? Aside from, North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Yes.
But they've done a pretty good job of keeping themselves out of these kinds of issues. And I don't know how they are going to be able to recover from something like this if it turns into that big of a money factor.
It's a lot of money.
Just saying, no longer are we going to be there. And I don't know if you gain more support here locally, and then you say, well, now we turn our attention to this, and we don't bother ourselves with what's going on over there. Do we have a reason from Daryl Morey, though, of why he really wants to be involved with this, what his purpose of it is?
Has he said that yet? I don't think so, because he actually deleted the tweet and posted an apology. So I don't...
Because he was told to.
Oh, of course. 100%.
And Daryl Morey on Twitter has been vocal about political and social issues prior. I think something that's vital to understand in this situation is the Rockets rather recently changed ownership hands when it comes to the majority ownership from the previous owner to this Tillman Fertitta now. The previous owner was very lax and laid back, so there was a lot of room for Daryl Morey to do all of that, and then on top of that, have a lot of the reins on the team. Now Tillman Fertitta comes in, and one of the most notable things about Tillman Fertitta, he is a booster for the University of Houston. He operates like a booster. He likes to be involved, and he likes to say so. So I think that plays in when we talk about this as well. Daryl Morey doesn't have as much leeway as he used to have, and I think he was trying to operate like he used to and realized, no, you can't be as political, as outspoken, because it does reflect on the team.
Especially because, well, it's really interesting, former Rocket Yao Ming, I do believe, is the head of the Chinese envoy in for the NBA.
Yeah, we did a whole story on that, yeah.
And I believe he's the president of the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association.
Yes.
And they have 200 NBA employees that work in NBA offices in Beijing and Shanghai, and there's like billions of dollars at stake. And so this is why I'm really fascinated by this topic. What's the NBA going to do when it might cost them money? Like, when they knew it wouldn't cost them any money, and like a lot of Americans seem like they were on their side, they were like, all right, we're going to make this move because so a lot of people support it and it's not going to cost them anything. What are they going to do to stand up for what I would say a lot of people believe is right?
Well, I'd argue that the NBA has always acted in the interest of their bottom line, right? Like, we can go back to the Donald Sterling thing, which was Adam Silver's big coming out party when it comes to like being the quote unquote woke commissioner, or whatever you'd like to call him. Commissioner, get it right. That was going to mess with their money. Donald Sterling saying something that was pretty patently racist on tape, getting out to the public, made it so that the public would then turn on Donald Sterling. And then the players, it became an issue with the players and the public. Donald Sterling was racist for a long time. Go and look up his history when it came to housing segregation and so on and so forth. Like, it was the openness of it that made it a problem. North Carolina, it was the openness of it and the fact that there was a lot of public pushback on that made it so that the NBA acted. In this instance, they get pushback from a partner who, mind you, when you talk about human rights issues, Those aren't new. Those have been there since before.
A long time, yeah.
Since before that that partnership came into factor for the NBA. So, like, this is something that the NBA has somewhat come to terms with. They are making an act not based off of any sort of moral obligation, but because it's messing with the money.
I know, and that's why I like to see it when those two things collide and people have to own up to what they really care about. I have no problem with people who are business first all the time, as long as there's no pretense about their business first all the time. And I'm kind of fascinated that those two worlds might, at least to a certain extent, start to collide, and the NBA might have to do something. What are they going to do? Well, they ain't dropping their TV rights and all their stuff in China. So,
oh, that's a huge market.
Yeah, I don't anticipate any major change in their stance.
What's so amazing, too, is like within just think about within the NBA. How many people all disagree with whatever,
sure,
whenever it comes to what decisions should be made.
Sure.
And that doesn't include the presence of the NBA fans as well as everybody else that's invested. So, I mean, it is a great discussion about how you can suffice and fulfill everybody's happiness.
So if you thought you were going to keep an eye out on the Rockets for just the on-court product, maybe stick around and see what
happens. Is that explosive? Is that going to... Westbrook and Harden.
Kind of curious. Like, I would love for right now for Westbrook to come out and go, that's right, I also support the Hong Kong protesters, and then they have to respond, and like, what's going to happen next?
Well, did you see that?
I mean, I do, so.
Well, did you see that James Harden, while standing next to Russell Westbrook, and when talking to some reporters, he basically put on the, I love China, we really love China, we appreciate their support and all that. They laid it on pretty thick.
All right. Good company men right there. They know who cashes the checks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.